नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद की। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 11th कैंटो 15th चैप्टर एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। मय्याकाशात्मनि प्राणे मनसाघोषमुद्वहन् तत्रोपलब्धा भूताना वाचः श्रुणोत्यसो। मय्याकाशात्मनि प्राणे मनसाघोषमुद्वहन् तत्रोपलब्धा भूतानां हंसो वाचः शृणोत्यसौ। मय्याकाशात्मनि प्राणे मनसाघोषमुद्वहन् तत्रोपलब्धा भूतानां हंसो वाचः शृणोत्यसौ। माताजी Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: that purified living entity who fixes his mind on the extraordinary sound vibrations occurring within me as the personified sky and total life air is then able to perceive within the sky the speaking of all living entities. Purport: speech occurs by vibrating air within the sky. One who meditates on the Supreme Lord as the personified sky and air thereby acquires the ability to hear that which is vibrated at a great distance. The word prana indicates that the Lord is personified life air of the individual living entities and for the total aggregate of life's forms. Ultimately, the pure devotees meditate on the supreme vibrations. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and are thus able to hear the speech originated from the liberated living entities far beyond the material universe. Any living entity can hear such discussion by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other such literatures. One who has properly understood the opulences of the Supreme Absolute Truth finds all perfections, mystics, and otherwise in Krishna consciousness. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavade Pashatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Once there was a blind person. He was married and he wanted to visit his in-law's house, which was in the neighboring village. So he started walking towards the village with the help of his stick. But afterwards he saw one cowherd man, and he asked him, "My dear sir, can you do one favor for me?" He said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want to go to my father-in-law's house, but I am blind, I cannot see the path." So the cowherd man said, "I am very busy, but you can see this cow. This cow belongs to your father-in-law. So if you catch hold the tail of this cow, so you'll reach your destination. Because this cow knows the way, she will go to her house." So the blind man said, "Yeah, it's a very nice idea." So he caught hold the tail of the cow. So in the beginning, cow was walking silently, slowly. But as she saw that someone is holding her tail very tightly, she felt very awkward. After some time, she became frightened and frantic, and she started running and galloping. But this blind person, he was afraid of, he was losing the path, so he caught hold more tightly. So then the cow started dragging him through all the thorny bushes, and then through the pebbles and the stones. And she also sometimes in between, she would kick him by her hind legs. So finally, the blind man reached to his destination. By that time, he had all the bruises all over his body, and his body was bleeding. his clothes were also torn. When he reached the house, the servants of the father-in-law, they started beating him. They thought, this person is a cattle thief. He started stealing the calf. So in this way, he reached the destination, somehow that he convinced them that I am the son-in-law of this person. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakurji, he writes this story and gives the purport in Upadesha Upakhyane that in this age of Kali, if someone wants to achieve the perfection of human life through the process of Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda or mystic, this what we are reading nowadays, mystic powers and yogic siddhis, is not only just difficult, it is also very troublesome. It's like almost like impossible, but it's also very troublesome. And therefore, in Kali Yuga, the most recommended process is Yajna Sankirtana Praye Yajantihi Sumedasaha. In this age of Kali, the most magnificent, munificent Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared and he has given a very simple and practical process. That is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, one will achieve the perfection of human life. One doesn't have to go through all this tedious process like Karma Kand and Gyan Kand. See, in Kali Yuga, Shukadeva Goswami tells Parishit Maharaj, Prayana Alpayushya Sabhya Kalo Asmin Yuge Janaha Mand Sumand Matayor Mand Bhagyahi Upadritaha. In this age of Kali, the people are short-lived and Mand, they are dull-headed, and Matayor Mand Bhagya. What Mand Bhagya means? They are very unfortunate. So in this age of Kali, we cannot do tapasya, austerities, and what to speak of giving charity. We cannot temple your, we cannot even maintain our family. How much you can give donation to the temple and other things? So that is also not possible. Even an ordinary person cannot give up his family, household duties and go to the Himalayas, stand erect. It's not possible. So therefore, in this Kali Yuga, simply by following this Bhagavat Vidhi, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one will become purified. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Tadai rajastamo bhavad kamalobhadayasche chetayeranavriddham stitam satve prasidati. In this age of Kali, people are full with passion and ignorance. How can they concentrate on any other process like performing yajna, chanting the names, Vedic hymns? It's not possible. And therefore, when one chants Hare Krishna mantra, then what is the result? Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhaktir yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, mind will become peaceful and satisfied. See, to control the mind and to purify the mind, there is no other process. This Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, they can't even reach, they can't come close to the mind and heart. Once, Prabhupada, before even starting his ISKCON movement, he was distributing books in Delhi. So he met with one postmaster. And this postmaster asked question to Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, this chanting Hare Krishna mantra is for those people, those who are very sinful. They have committed a lot of sins in their life. Therefore, they have to chant Hare Krishna mantra for their purification. But those who are pious people, they are taking care of their household duties, their families, they are following all the rules and regulations, they are not committing any sins, they are also very pious. What is the need for them to chant God's names? They are already pure. So Prabhupada said, how long will you continue to follow the regulative principles? Because we all have the mind. And mind is, according to Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says that controlling the mind is more difficult than controlling the wind. So do you think that you are more powerful than Arjuna? So this mind and the senses, they are one of the 24 elements. This mind belongs to Krishna. Mind is one of the elements of 24 elements, and Krishna is the boss. He is the master. So therefore, when we engage Rishikena Rishikesha Sevana Bhakti Rishate, when we engage this mind in Krishna's service, then this mind can cooperate with you. Till that time, you follow any other processes, mind will not cooperate with you. So therefore, in this age of Kali, only the chanting Hare Krishna mantra is recommended. After the Kurukshetra war, Yudhishthira Maharaj became the emperor and he started ruling the entire planet Earth. One day, he was busy in the meeting discussing some important issues. So one person asked him, one person approached him for asking some questions. So Bhima stopped him. Bhima said, "No, Yudhishthira Maharaj is very busy. Whatever you want, you can ask me. I'll try to fulfill all your desires." So he said, I have observed some strange things. So I want an explanation for that." So Bhima said, "What strange things you observed?" So then first thing he said, "Some days before, I had erected fencing around my field, agriculture field, to protect my crops. But after some days, I saw the fencing itself started eating the crops. Actually, the fencing is meant to protect for the crops. But the fencing itself is starting the crops, eating the crops. So why is it like that?" Bhima said, "Are you crazy? First time I am hearing such things." He said, "Okay, now I cannot solve this. Okay, ask the second thing." Then he says, "I saw one person was carrying a big pot filled with water. And then he poured that water into small, small vessels, 5 or 6 jars. After some time, he wanted to again pour it back to the big vessel. But this vessel was only half filled, only 50%. Why is that? Where the 50% water is gone? I need explanation for that." He said, "I cannot answer this question." Then he says, "Third strange thing I saw, one person was trying to put an elephant through the eye of a needle." He said, "What? Elephant is such a gigantic bodied animal, and one person was trying to put that elephant through the eye of a needle, through the hole of a needle? How is that possible?" Then he said, "Not only that, the whole gigantic body of the elephant passed through the eye, or passed through the hole, but the short part, that is the tail of an elephant, got stuck into the hole. That is more astonishing." Then Bhima said, "I can't even answer this." And then he said, "The fourth thing I saw when I was coming to you, coming to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj, there is a highway, huge road, and from the mountain cliff, the huge rock, like as big as a mountain, fell on the road and it blocked all the road. So many wrestlers and elephants, they tried to remove that stone, that rock, but nobody could do it. But then a small boy came and he had a thin rope with him. He threw that thin rope on the rock and he started pulling that rope and pulling and dragging the rock. How is that possible?" Bhima said, "You think you are very special. I think that you are a very special person. Let me ask Yudhishthira Maharaj." He went inside and he explained the whole situation to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, "Catch him. He is a Kali personified." So then Bhima, when he came out of the room, he saw by that time this person has already left. Then Bhima asked him the question. Bhima asked the clarification from Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj says, "The first strange thing he saw, the fencing itself is eating the crops. That means in the age of Kali, now the Dwapara Yuga is ending and Kali Yuga is about to begin. So in the age of Kali, people will select their leaders. they will choose their leader to protect them. But these leaders themselves will exploit the citizens. They will eat and kill all their citizens. So fencing, eating the crops means these leaders there, they will exploit and harass the citizens so much that in the fear of the leaders, the citizens and everyone, the general mass, they will run into the forest. And the second explanation Yudhishthira Maharaj gave, the person who was carrying the big pot with the filled with water, and in the return he got only 50%. In the age of Kali, when we deposit our love, care and emotions on some person, you can expect only 50% reciprocation from them. If you think that now I'm giving 100% my attention, my love and care and my emotion to this person, he should also reciprocate with same intensity, with 100%, it will not happen. So therefore, we should learn from Yudhishthira Maharaj's explanation that when we are dealing with the people, one should not expect 100% reciprocation from that person. Even if that person gives 50%, we should be satisfied with that. And then third explanation he gives, elephant. One person is trying to put an elephant through the eye of a needle. That elephant is, huge body elephant is. People in Kali Yuga, they will spend any number of amount of wealth and money for their personal sense gratification. But till got stuck into the hole, that means when it comes to give donation or some money or time or your energy for God's purpose, for the purpose of humanity, they will not do it. So that tail gets stuck into the hole and whole body of elephant passes through the hole. That one is ready to spend all any amount of money for his own personal sense gratification, but not for God's purpose. And the fourth most important is the rock stuck into the path. All the big wrestlers and the elephants could not move the rock. But one small boy, he had a thin rope. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj says, that thin rope is Tulsi beads chanting Hare Krishna. In this age of Kali, any numbers of Ashwamedh Yagya, Gomedh Yagya, any numbers of sacrifices will not work. But simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra on the beads, you can remove that rock. What is that rock? That is the sinful reactions of all our present life's karma and also previous 100 life's karma, thousands of life karmas. So, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can become free from all the karmas. Just like when a lion roars in the forest, by hearing that roaring of a lion, all the small animals, they run away in the fear of lion. When sun rises in the eastern horizon, all the darkness disappears. Similarly, when one starts chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one's life becomes very auspicious, very blissful. So Shukadev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, Kaler doshe nidhe rajan asti eko mahan guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrajet. O my dear King Rajan, O Parikshit Maharaj, Kaler Doshe, this Kali Yuga is full of faults. And how many faults? Oceans of faults. Kaler Doshe Nidhe Rajan, but Asti Eku Mahan Guna. So one beautiful quality of Kali Yuga is that Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has appeared in this holy name. And whoever chants Hare Krishna mantra, that person, Kalotad Hari Kirtanad, that person will become completely blissful and satisfied. And this is the reason why Parikshit Maharaj allowed Kali to enter into his kingdom. Parikshit Maharaj was so powerful. If he wanted, he could have stopped Kali entering into his kingdom. But then he could see in the future. See, this material world is Dukkhalayam and Ashashvatam. This place of misery.
But if Kali Yuga enters, what will happen? There will be some more suffering, isn't it? But if someone by mistake, they don't even chant Hare Krishna, they simply hear the Nagar Sankirtana or chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they will be delivered from the cycle of birth and death. See, other processes, they may take you up to the heavenly planets, even up to the Brahma planets. But chanting Hare Krishna Mantra is an umbilical cord of every living entity. It not just nourishes us in this lifetime, it also nourishes us and continues nourishing us until we reach to the spiritual world, in the spiritual world in Golok Vrindavan. Just like when someone has a wound on his body, what the person does? He applies some ointment or turmeric on that wound. But when a patient has wounds all over his body, what he will do? Doctor puts such a patient into the vessels of ointment. So similarly, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, during that time all the living entities were very pious, very punyavan. They were all religious, dharmic. They would worship God very religiously. But in Kali Yuga, wounds are everywhere all throughout the body. So therefore, this puny processes of karmakanda or performing some yajnas or this, that, they will not work. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with this beautiful Harinam Sankirtan. Simply by taking part in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one becomes completely satisfied. One time, Narad Muni, he saw Hanumanji sitting on a mountain and chanting Lord Ram's name with so much of intensity, with so much of purity. So Narad Muni wanted to glorify Hanuman. He approached him and he said, "My dear Hanuman, everyone calls you a devotee of Lord Ram, but I don't think you are a devotee. You are not even a demon, you are an aggressor." Hanuman said, "My dear Swamiji, Narad Muniji, why are you saying like this?" So Narad Muni said, "See, when you went to Lanka to find Mother Sita, while coming back, you burnt whole Lanka. You burnt all the demons, Rakshasas in Lanka. So you are an aggressor. How can we call a devotee?" Hanumanji said, "Narad Muniji, please listen to the explanation. When I was coming back from the Lanka, I saw everyone in Lanka, all the citizens, all the Rakshasas, nobody chanted Lord Rama's name. Nobody chanted Krishna's name. So it is also a responsibility of a Vaishnava, who is a devotee of Vishnu, to take the charge of unclaimed dead bodies. Because those bodies who are not chanting Krishna's holy name, they are as good as dead. And I saw in Lanka, nobody was chanting Hare Krishna or Lord Rama's name. So they were all dead. So I thought, let me do some final rituals, burning their bodies so that they will get a good birth in the next life. Therefore, I burnt the whole Lanka." So, the conclusion is, Hanumanji said, those who are not chanting the names of God, they are as good as dead. One small boy, he saw the procession going on. Hundreds of people were joining in that procession and they were all mourning and crying. They were loudly chanting Ram Naam Satya Hai, Ram Naam Satya Hai, Ram Naam Satya Hai. But there was one person in that procession. He was lying on the stretcher. He was not chanting Ram Naam Satya Hai. So this boy asked his father, "My dear father, I can see everyone is chanting Lord Rama's name, but this person is not chanting. Why is like that?" His father said, "Beta, he is dead." So father, the child said, "Achha, those who don't chant Hare Krishna, they are dead, right?" So father was embarrassed. He said, "Yes, those bodies which don't accept this Holy Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they are as good as dead. The person who has not accepted the shelter of Hare Krishna Mantra, his life is like a tail of a dog which is neither for helpful to protect the rear end of his body, nor it is helpful for protecting the biting of the insects. A person who has not accepted the holy name, his life is like a Kim Sukha flower or a plastic flower. Plastic flower or a Kim Sukha flower appears very attractive, very beautiful, but it has no use because it doesn't have any fragrance. But the other hand, Ketaki flower grows in the mud, and its leaves are covered with thorns, and its growth also is very crooked. The shape of a flower is also crooked, but everyone loves the Ketaki flower because of its fragrance. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He has come with this process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Patra patra na dekhi na dekhi sthana sthan. Whoever chants Hare Krishna Mantra is so simple, so practical and very safe. Prabhupada said chanting Hare Krishna is so simple, even a child can take part in Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And practical, there is no bondage. Any time you can chant, anywhere you can chant, in any place we can chant, any circumstances we can chant. Can we perform yajna or mantras without taking bath? No. But chanting Hare Krishna, there is also, of course, it's not recommended that you should not take bath, but even if someone doesn't take bath, whether male, female, in any situations, they can chant Krishna's holy name. Sometimes we, even devotee, we ourselves become so much concerned. Nowadays, you know, if this party loses the control and that party wins, what will happen to India and what will happen to the world? Everywhere the atheists are growing and the yavanas and chandalas and then blechas, their population is increasing. What will happen? Mahaprabhu wanted to show to the world. He also asked the same question to Haridas Thakur. He said, Haridas Kalikale Yavana Apar Gobrahmane Himsa Kare Mahadurachar. Mahaprabhu knew the attitude and anxiety of the Kali Yuga creatures. He said, my dear Haridas, in the Kali Yuga, this whole world will be filled with mlechas and yavanas. They will be eating cow's flesh and they will be killing all the brahmanas. What is the means of their deliverance? And Haridas Thakur says, Yavana sakalera mukti habe anayase haram haram boli kahenama bhase. Haridas Thakur says, my dear Lord, you know everything, but still as your servant I give you explanation. In this age of Kali, the Harinam, the name of Krishna is so merciful. Even if someone, because this Yavanas, they are very much fond of chanting, saying this haram, haram, haram. Lord Ram is so merciful, he will not consider this haram. He will say, ha Ram. Ram will consider that these people are calling me, ha Ram, ha Ram. And so in this way, they will be giving the name with a Nama Bhas or Nama Prad. So Lord Ram will deliver them by just chanting haram. And then he says, Krishna mantra hoite habe samsara mochan stavara jangame rasei hayata shravan. What to speak of these chandalas and yavanas, even the non-moving living entities like the animals, the insects or trees and plants, even they will also be delivered by simply chanting Hare Krishna mantra. When the devotees go for Harinam Sankirtan, like our Shadbhuj Prabhu and the team, every day they go to the different places for chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Actually, this is the greatest service. This is the absolute form of philanthropy. If somebody really wants to do some service to the humanity, to service to the whole world, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it will not only see giving some, of course I am not against the philanthropical activities, but just this is the highest form of philanthropical activities. One will not just go to the heavenly planets, his journey towards Golok Vrindavan is already began. The person may not appreciate Hare Krishna mantra, he may not even chant with his mouth, but simply by hearing from the devotees this Harinam Sankirtan, they will be delivered. And then Haridas Thakur says, Eka Krishna Namakare Sarva Papakshay Navavida Bhakti Purana Namahoyte Hai. Just by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, one vidhi, this Bhagavad Vidhi is so powerful, all the Navavida process, the 9 process of devotional service are included in chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When someone is doing this Shravan and Kirtana, he has already done the deity worship. He has already done all the other processes. And therefore, all our acharyas, the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have given emphasis in their own life and in their books and through their followers. They have given emphasis more on Bhagavat Vidhi, chanting the holy names of the Lord. One time Bhaktisiddhanta Thakurji, he was sitting for Prasad in Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math, Calcutta. And he saw the temple president, the Gaudiya Math president, he had made an arrangement. He had made 2 lines. One line was meant for those who had taken the shelter of holy name, those who are only Harinam Dikshit, and the other row was meant for those who are Brahman Dikshit, second initiated. He thought that because these people are second initiated, they are very qualified, they are superiors. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur became very displeased, very disgusted. He got up from the plate and he said, those who are sitting in this row, in the Harinam Dikshit row, they are more superior, far superior than this. Because those who are sitting in the Brahminical Diksha or second initiation, they are thinking that going to the spiritual world, going to the Vaikuntha, Harinam is not sufficient. Chanting the holy name is not sufficient. We need some kind of other mantras and the second initiation and so many other mantras to reach the Golok Vrindavan. But he said that is not true. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient. You don't have to take shelter of any other mantras or any other process. Of course, chanting other mantra is not bad. But it is not that Hare Krishna mantra is dependent on other mantras. And therefore, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he spread this holy name and he delivered hundreds and thousands of jagai and madhais throughout the planet of earth. One of the God brothers of Srila Prabhupada, he said, why Swami Prabhupada was, Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami was so successful in his preaching? Because of the 2 reasons. The first reason is, he had unlimited compassion for the poor conditioned souls of this Kali Yuga. And the second, he had full faith in the holy name of Lord Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because of these 2 powerful processes, that Srila Prabhupada could change the face of the surface of earth. He delivered hundreds and thousands. See, what it took for some missionary people to convert some other people, whether in India or some other places, on the basis of some shastra, weapons. Hundreds and centuries of years they used weapons and also they used political power to convert people. Of course, there was no use, there was no change of heart. But Srila Prabhupada, in the 12 years, because he had so much compassion, he knew that only Hare Krishna mantra can change these people's life. And therefore, Prabhupada, within 12 years, now you will see every nook and corner of the world, people are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, whether they are qualified or not qualified. So does someone may ask, do we require qualification for chanting Hare Krishna mantra? No. And also, yes. Why no? Because anyone can chant mantra. Anyone can chant Hare Krishna mantra. Whether you are born in a Brahmin family, Mleche family, Yavana family, whichever caste you are born in, whichever country you are born in, nationality is not a problem. Whether you are a male or a female, child or old, any time, any place, anywhere, there is no qualification required for chanting Hare Krishna mantra. But there is also another type of qualification required. That qualification is, one has to cultivate humility, simplicity, genuine desire to serve Krishna and his devotees, and steadiness. These qualifications are required. Although we don't require any qualification for chanting Hare Krishna, but humility and simplicity and all these qualities are required for chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. Krishna is non-different from his holy name. The holy name is all blissful, ecstatic. But sometimes we may not find it ecstatic. Because while chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we feel dozy, we become bored. Why? Because at this conditioned state, we don't know the value and importance of the holy name. Just like a small child does not understand the difference between 500 rupees note and any newspaper. For him, the 500 notes and the newspaper is all same. So similarly for us, because we don't know the value and the importance of Hari name, therefore sometimes we feel like there is no happiness. One time Sri Prabhupada was giving lecture and one person asked him a question. Swamiji, what do you do for your recreations? And Prabhupada said, recreation? Our whole life is recreation. Every moment is a recreation. What is our process? We chant, we sing, we dance, and we take prasad. So this holy name is so blissful. One time Gaurakishwadas Babaji Maharaj, he called his assistant and said, tomorrow is the disappearance day of Sanatan Goswamiji. So we'll celebrate a huge festival tomorrow. So he was confused. He said, Swamiji, how will you celebrate a huge festival? Because we don't have money to bring, you know, ingredients to cook and celebrate. Gaurakishwadas Babaji Maharaj said, we don't need money. Tomorrow we'll not eat. We'll have fast whole day. And whole day we'll chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that is the ecstasy of great souls. So chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, of course, as long as we have, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra is sweet like a sugar candy. But because we have the disease of jaundice, the person who has a jaundice disease, he cannot taste the sugar candy. It tastes very bitter to him. But that is the only medicine. If you continue taking the medicine of sugar candy, eating sugar candy, they will come when we will become free from the jaundice and will also taste the sugar candy. So, Srila Prabhupada, he said, although there is no need of any qualification to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but one has to become very humble. One time Prabhupada was sitting in Juhu, Radha Ras Bihari temple, in his quarters, and he was having meeting with the leaders of ISKCON devotees. It was a very serious meeting, and suddenly one construction worker, he entered into the room and he had some bouquet of flowers, some bunch of flowers. He offered those bunch of flowers at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada with very humility, with full humility and gratitude. He offered those flowers to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And without saying anything, he just left. Prabhupada started crying. When he left, Prabhupada told all his disciples, see, this person is an ordinary construction worker. He doesn't know any philosophy. But he could move the heart of a person like me. I am such a simple, ordinary person. But even I am also moved by his actions, by his humility. What to speak of Lord Krishna, who is supremely compassionate, supremely merciful, with someone, if someone with a humility and gratitude approaches Krishna and chants his holy name, what will be the effect? Krishna becomes indebted to that person, one who chants Hare Krishna mantra. So Prabhupada, he said, chanting Hare Krishna mantra is the essence of all the processes and essence of all the scriptures. One time in Hawaii, Prabhupada was giving a lecture and the lecture was very philosophical. He was speaking deep philosophical points and suddenly Prabhupada closed the book and he said, actually we are interested in understanding what is there in Krishna's lunch box today. Because Yashoda Mai every day she packs lunch for Krishna and Krishna takes it to the forest. So I am wondering, you know, what is today's Krishna's lunch box? What are the items Yashoda Mai has put? So therefore he said, although we are not interested in philosophy, but to understand Krishna's glories, Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's Leela, we have to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Sri Radhika Ma Dhavayor Par Madhurja Leela Gunarupa Nam Nam. If you want to know the greatness of Radha Krishna's Leela, the sweetness of Radha Krishna's Leela, if you want their, you want to know their pastimes, their abode, their qualities, what is the beginning? Beginning is chanting the holy name. When someone chants Hare Krishna mantra, all this guna, rupa, leela, their beautiful form, their pastimes, their qualities will be revealed to us within our heart when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He has come with such a process. You see, in India, we have two kinds of extremes. Either you see a dry speculators or Mayavadis who have nothing to do with Krishna. They consider Krishna's form and Krishna's leela as a Maya. Or we have another extreme where you have all the Sahajiyas. Even today, we go to the holy places like Vrindavan, other places, you will find people dressed in the gopis form and start dancing and they consider themselves as the gopis. But the problem is, our heart is filled with so many anarthas. One time Prabhupada was giving lecture and one lady came and she said, Swamiji, many times I get a dream. In my dream, I see Krishna is dancing in my dream. Prabhupada just neglected first. Second time she came and Swamiji, I see many times in my dream Krishna is dancing. Prabhupada said, that is not Krishna. That is all ghostly beings. All the ghosts are dancing in your dreams. Of course, Prabhupada didn't say like that, but he gave explanation afterwards. See, our heart is like a crematorium. If you see in the crematorium, in the dark night at 12 o'clock in the night, someone is dancing in the crematorium, do you think that Hema Malini has gone there to dance? No, no actors and actresses will dance in the crematorium. If someone you see someone dancing in the crematorium, that means they are all ghostly beings. So, as long as our heart is not pure, if you get that kind of desires and thoughts, we should understand, we must understand these are not Radha Krishna's Leela, these are all ghostly beings' Leela. And therefore, Mahaprabhu, although he gave the same package, package is different, but the substance is same. When we chant Hare Krishna mantra, simply by taking part in Harinam Sankirtan, it's equivalent to taking part in the Rasa Leela. This is not Sahajiyasam. Mahaprabhu gave the same effect. If you want to take part in Krishna's Leela, chant Hare Krishna mantra. During Krishna's Leela, everyone misunderstood Radha Krishna's Leela. But Mahaprabhu's Leelas are so safe. Destination is same, experience is same, rasa is also same. But process is so simple, so sublime, but very safe. Therefore, we should chant Hare Krishna mantra with our full humility and simplicity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.